And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. The people who find themselves without a place to call home or are on the verge of losing their homes have complicated issues, and they're not easy to resolve. But Project Homeless Connect hopes to build bridges to services that might lead ultimately to solutions for people who are struggling and help them find answers. And joining us today to talk about Project Homeless Connect, we have Dave Ringel. He's the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul. And we also have Luke Vroman, who's deputy director of Glory Hall. Dave, Project Homeless Connect is going to look a little bit different this year than it has in the past with a street fair. Can you tell us a little bit about those differences and why you're doing it this way?
Traditionally, Project Homeless Connect is the end of January when we have our point-in-time homeless count. We haven't been able to do that for 2 years because of COVID. And we were ready to plan it this year. We were ready to go. We saw Omicron come. And we decided to delay it, but we also felt it necessary to have something that connects the service providers to the homeless people and also reconnect service providers with each other. So rather than being at Centennial Hall downtown, it's going to be on Teal Street between St. Vincent de Paul and our neighbors across the street, the Glory Hall. And most of the events will be outside in the parking lot, but there'll be some inside events as well.
Well, Luke, do you think that that might actually work better in some ways to do it this way?
Well, I think this year, absolutely, you know, considering that COVID is still around, unfortunately, and that in some places and maybe even in the homeless community, it's on the rise. So it's really great that we are mostly outside. There will be some vendors inside, but people that choose not to come inside will still be able to kind of, you know, see lots of the services that Juno has to offer people experiencing homelessness. And I think it's really great. I'd just like to add that this year, because the Glory Hall is in our new location and not everyone has seen where we are yet, and the Teal Street Center, nonprofit center, is going in next door. And so people will be able to kind of see our new campus out here with St. Vincent de Paul, the Glory Hall, and the Teal Street Center coming in and see what we're all about and get to know a lot of the services that we have to offer in a safe way, in a street fair. I like that you use the term street fair. It's exactly kind of our vision for it. Yeah.
So it's a happy moment for people.
We're hoping that we can provide some happiness at difficult times. It's not easy with some of the people, but there's a community. And I think the community is something I appreciate. Absolutely. People that help each other.
Project Homeless Connects, whenever they've happened, and of course we kind of had challenges with COVID, they do sort of serve as snapshots of what's going on in that community. And even though the snapshots haven't been as frequent as they have been, you know, what are you looking forward to finding out with this year's event?
Well, we're hoping to see some of the same faces, but some of the I think there's some new faces in the homeless community. We have the eviction moratoriums ended. There's some foreclosures going through. And we have some first-time homeless people who might need help and not know where to look. And this will be a one place to stop where you can find everything from Family Promise to Polaris House to JAMI to Alaska Legal Services to the shelters like the Glory Hall and St. Vincent de Paul. And so there's a lot of different services because no one service is going to fit all the needs of the homeless population.
So there are all kinds of things that are going on, from foot care to haircuts. When you see people take advantage of these services, which a lot of us, you know, take for granted that getting a haircut is kind of a normal thing, but for someone who can't afford that, that's a very special thing. You know, what do you realize when you see people taking part in these services?
Well, that's a great question. I think that, it's heartwarming to see people, you know, utilize these services, because a lot of people, you know, like to give back to their community. And this is an opportunity where, like, lots of these providers are all in one place. And our homeless population has an opportunity to, like, really see what's out there that could benefit them. There'll be, you know, housing authorities here and, like you said, haircuts, and there'll be delicious food and medical providers, opportunities to look into substance abuse treatment or case management or counseling and like pretty much everything across the board. And these are the sort of things that people oftentimes don't kind of like to delve into because they're kind of looked at as like not the most fun things, you know, but in kind of a street fair style. And, you know, it's kind of, it's a, like you said earlier, it's like a happy moment to like see what's out there that can help you, you know, thrive in our community. And there really are a lot of, you know, a lot of great services and providers that are ready and willing to help in any way they can.
But when I see,
I've learned,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
I've learned that things I take for granted are really difficult for some of the homeless providers. And one of the classic cases is identification, social security cards. You know, you need those to get a job. And yet, if you're homeless, it's so easy to lose those. And we will have people here to help people get identification, help people start the process with social security. And those are huge obstacles for a person who's been on the street to getting into housing or getting a job. And so often we take those for granted. And they're not easy for some people.
Yeah, IDs. That's exciting. We have DMV checks for $15, and we'll provide rides to the DMV and back to Teal Street tomorrow for anyone that needs to acquire an ID for free.
One of the services that kind of got me thinking was the foot care. And I began to think about that. Like, if I were having to live outdoors a lot and didn't have access to bathing and things that I would normally have, what would my feet look like? I mean, I bet the feet of some of the people that you are working with tell some stories.
Sure. I've seen some gnarly feet. I mean, it's what happens when you live in our climate and you're on your feet all the time, and maybe you don't have the best shoes, and maybe you don't get to change your socks or wash your feet, like you said, all that often. So yeah, there's going to be foot care here, and I'll bet you there'll be lots of vendors giving out new socks as well. There's lots of, speaking of like vendors giving things out, there's going to be lots of swag available tomorrow or Thursday.
There will be a couple raffles. There'll be some gift cards, some swag. You know, there's some large gift cards to Sportsman's Warehouse that were donated that we'll give out on raffles on the hour, and we'll announce it at both locations. It's going to be interesting because it looks like the weather's going to be good, and we'll have a chance to be in a safe outdoor environment and to reconnect with people.
And I suppose that must be important in this COVID time, that you feel like you have lost touch with people that you normally see more regularly?
That's an interesting question. From like the Glory Hall's perspective, we always feel like we're losing touch with certain people, but then we meet other people. So I think an event like this is a good time to, you know, regroup and bring everyone back together potentially. I think to kind of further answer that question, like we've gotten to know a lot more people throughout the pandemic because hardship has been kind of a common thread throughout the last few years. So I wouldn't say we've like lost touch with a lot of people, but we've met a lot of people.
Well, I suppose the isolation and just kind of the different masking requirements and social distancing and all of that might have caused some barriers, but also, maybe you could talk a little bit about what you hope that this event will do in the long run, because sometimes people tend to think of these events as band-aids, that they don't really, they just kind of fix the moment and not the ultimate problem.
Right. My ultimate hope for events like this is just to get the word out there on like all of the many, many services that are available in our community, from medicated assisted treatment for substance abuse stuff to foot care to build community and to have a good time in a period of time where things have been kind of rough, you know, with COVID and I guess you could look at it as a band-aid, but maybe it's more of a celebration of all of the services this community has to offer, and also just an opportunity to show people all the services that are available for people that might not know.
First step we have to do is stop the bleeding. And that's part of what we do. But if you look at the agencies here, we've got Social Security, we've got JAMI Mental Health and Wellness, we've got healthcare clinics. We also have several housing agencies. And this will give people an opportunity. It's a tough time. And if we're going to find housing for people, it's going to come from a lot of different agencies working together. And that's part of the connection here. So we've been successful in housing some difficult people by working together as agencies.
So to recap, can you let us know what it is that people need to know to participate this? And of course, if they know someone, to kind of let them know that this is happening.
Teal Street between 9 and 2, we will have tents up outside. There'll be indoor activities at the St. Vincent de Paul Free Store and the Haircuts. There'll be food at the Glory Hall. There'll be buses from downtown from 9 to noon. The Glory Hall bus will come every hour on the hour if people downtown need a ride. And we'll be open till 2 in the afternoon. We'll be giving rides to the DMV for IDs. But you bring yourself, ask questions, bring an open mind.
Good. And get some swag, have some fun.
Yeah.
Meet some friendly providers face to face, and could make you more comfortable going into that agency at a later date for further services, and just kind of come out and see what's around.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, both of you. You've given us a lot to think about today, and I hope that this goes well. Dave Ringel, Executive Director of St. Vincent de Paul, and Luke Vroman, he's Deputy Director at Glory Hall. And just to recap, Project Homeless Connect takes place from 9 to 2 p.m. on Thursday, April 28th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rhonda.